You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, like the dude just said, yes, this show is solid, conservative, and just plain right. Time right now is 2:07 p.m. It is Wednesday. It is Wednesday. But listen, I got to tell you, as I was preparing my comments for today, it made me really think back about some things that I've had a chance to be a part of. And, you know, occasionally I get asked, what were my favorite moments when I was in the state Senate? Well, to be sure, there were several highlights that spread out over an eight-year period. I mean, I can distinctly remember the night we passed the first ever measure of school choice in Alabama. That was awesome. It was raucous, but it was awesome. I recall the very first caucus meeting we had as the new Republican majority took over in 2010, where for the first time in Alabama history, we didn't have enough chairs in the room to seat all of the new Republican senators, and how it moved some of the old guys to tears because they had been hanging on in a minority for so many years. I remember passing legislation that kept a giant green energy wind farm from setting up on a scenic byway next to pastoral farmland in my district. I remember a group of high school students who made it their mission in life, and I assisted, to name a highway in my district after the veterans of Afghanistan and Iraq because, in their words, it was, quote, the war of their generation. I remember economic development bills. I remember getting a raise for deputies. I remember balancing the budgets. I remember cutting our own legislative pay just to prove the point that it could be done. And a whole slew of unsung moments with constituents that just, you know, made it seem worth it. But one day, when I was speaking to a group of students, one of them asked me flat out, what was my most favorite thing, the most favorite? And I know what it was, and it may surprise you. It was Senate Bill 280 that amended Section 22 of the Alabama Code during the regular session of 2012. So here's that story. So some very good friends to Charlene and I for many, many years are Chris and Karen May. You may recall Chris. He's been on the show several times to talk about the ministry they have to Ukraine and how the current war is impacting the lives of folks over there. Well, their calling to the people of Ukraine dates back a number of years, and it began with a trip they took to Ukraine and the impact that a tour of a Ukrainian orphanage had on their hearts. My friends Chris and Karen were the first folks I ever met who went through a foreign adoption. And as they saw the children of that country, they felt compelled, called really, that their next child was already born and living in Ukraine, and she was. And her name was Karina. So the May family went through all the bureaucratic machinations and the legal wranglings and the State Department approvals and multiple trips overseas and hiring interpreters and foreign lawyers, and after what seemed like an eternity, they were able to bring Karina home to Alabama. They went through all that it takes to not only make her a part of the family, but to ensure that her U.S. citizenship was established. Everything it takes to adopt a child multiplied by a factor and expense, really, of 10. But they weren't done. So my friend Chris came to see me in my lawyer capacity at my law firm in 2011, because it turns out that Alabama was one of the few states that had a law on the books that required that what was then known as a re-adoption process. You heard right. Alabama law made it more difficult by requiring that every parent who adopted a foreign child had to do it twice, to include all the legal costs of doing so, once at the international level and federal level, and once again at the state level. Why? Who knows? So I handled the issue as their attorney, and I was proud to stand with them in the probate court and celebrate Karina's second adoption. But then the coolest thing I ever got to do in the state Senate came about a few months later. I personally drafted a bill that became Senate Bill 280. I had it co-sponsored by several of my colleagues, people like Senators Paul Bussman and Brian Taylor and Scott Beeson and Gerald Allen and others. And we passed it into law with a unanimous bipartisan vote. It took effect on January 1st of 2013, and that new law did away with the archaic need for a second adoption and streamlined the adoption process for countless adoptive parents. And Section 1 of the Act states, right there in bold print on the second page of the bill, quote, be it enacted by the legislature of Alabama, this act shall be known and may be cited as Karina's Law. It was a great day, y'all, when Governor Bentley held a special bill signing in the old House chamber in the Alabama State Capitol. And the May family, with Karina May, looked on and had their pictures made with the governor as he signed into law an act that I helped draft that was named after her. How cool is that? Well, I tell you that story for a reason. Because it's a clear indication that the legislature can, when it wants to, can do things that impact the families that they serve in various ways that go beyond just things like budgets and schools and Medicaid and whatever. And right now, adoption needs to be front and center. You see, for 50 years, conservatives, and as a party, mostly Republicans, have been fighting against abortion, despite the fact that the abortion industry is a big money special interest. Despite the fact that the left demonized and doxed and demonstrated against anyone who dared to question whether life in the womb was really a life in the womb. Despite political paralysis that saw many politicians even become indifferent over time. Despite all of those challenges and more, the fight to reverse Roe v. Wade finally ended a week ago. Well, Republicans are now sort of like the proverbial dog that chased cars every day and then one day finally caught the bumper. So now the question is, okay, the dog caught the bumper. What do we do now? Well, let me suggest that we dispel any of the liberal talking points that say that conservatives don't care about children and families. That those poor children born to those poor mothers are nothing to, are not, they try to say they're nothing to us as conservatives. To the contrary, we should now work to extend the pro-life movement to not only preserving life in the womb, but to enhancing the quality of life for children after the womb. One of the chief means that we can do that is just to take the extra steps to streamline the adoption processes in every state. Let's make the laws on the books more amenable, agreeable, and workable for the average person. Let's do things like considering reductions in the filing fees for the legal processes required to adopt. Let's consider things like allowing for incentives like tax credits and scholarships and early childhood health care credits and more. How about lawyers who handle adoption cases can be incentivized to handle them pro bono or to allow for a tax credit for doing so? Doctors who do pediatrics, they can be incentivized to do prenatal and early childhood wellness checks for families that have chosen to forego abortion and choose adoption. Scripture says in multiple places that we should bring justice to the fatherless and that God upholds the fatherless. As more and more young mothers realize that abortion is not a solution and in some states is not even an option, let's make sure that pro-life means pro-living and that we have done all that we can as a state to promote life in the womb and after birth. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it was an incredibly cool day. Just an amazing, surreal moment when my friends and their adopted daughter, Karina, stood there with the governor and had him sign into law an act that was named after her that made it easier for people to be able to adopt children. Well, there's more that can be done. There's a lot that can be done. And as the liberals are saying, we don't care about kids, let's prove them wrong. Let's show them we not only care about kids in the womb, but kids once they're born. Let's make adoption easier. That's the way to go. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.